We're so glad that you are here with us today. If this is your first time, there is a QR code on the seat in front of you. We want you to scan that QR code, download the app, so that way you can get involved here. But if you have not already filled out a connection card, please do us a favor. If this is your first time, fill out a connection card, and we'll give you the keys to a brand new car. Not really. But we'll give you the keys to the kingdom of God is what we'll give you, okay? And if I promise you, if you give God 1 year right here at Church on the North Coast, you will not recognize yourself 365 days from now. You believe that? Just give God. Tell your friends and family, just give God 1 year at Church on the North Coast with the Lord. I promise you, you won't recognize yourself in a year. Amen. Welcome all of our first-time guests this morning. We're so glad that you're with us today. Come on, put your hands together for all of our guests today. The announcements also are found in the QR code, so you can just scan that QR code. Lots going on. Announcements are boring for me. I don't like to announce them, so if you want to know what's going on, I think we should hide the things we do. I think we should keep them a secret, and if you want to know what's going on, you have to find somebody and ask them, hey, what's going on? Where are we meeting? It should be like the Fight Club. Nobody talks about the Fight Club, you know what I mean? You got to be personally invited to the events, and that's how you get personally invited to the events. You scan the QR code and get involved. Amen? Amen. I just want to say thank you to all of the wonderful volunteers here at Church on the North Coast, all of those who came out and served yesterday at our Cleveland location for our Fearless Ladies Conference. Can you put your hands together for all of our volunteers? It takes a lot to do what we do, and I just want to say thank you for making the sacrifice to allow a resting place for the feet of Jesus, you know, when we gather. Thank you for rolling out the tables and putting the chairs out and making the food and praying for the people. And man, it was wonderful. I was out in the foyer early today and saw all of the army of volunteers that make ministry possible here at Church on the North Coast. You know, services are not, we don't have services. We just use services to minister to people. I want you to know that if you're here today, it's our greatest desire that you connect with Jesus and that, you know, you're ministered to deeply by the presence of the Lord. That's our philosophy. People say, what's your philosophy? Jesus. That's it, man. Just Jesus. If you get Jesus in the room, he'll heal the sick. If you get Jesus in the room, he'll deal with the stuff in our hearts. Just get Jesus in the room. So he's our highest pursuit today. So there, I'm always fascinated. They say that, you know, I go to a lot of pastors' conferences, and they'll tell me, don't have worship past 20 minutes. The threshold of people, they'll leave if you have worship past 30. I give them the stink face. I'm like, not our family. We love Jesus. And so we just want to stay in his presence as much as we can. And so maybe you're a first-time guest here and you're like, you guys went a long time. You sang a lot of songs. All right? Just saying. I got chicken to eat and you sang a lot of songs. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll do that. You know we're going to sing until Jesus is pleased, and that's our goal, amen? We don't have church for you, we have church for Jesus. Yeah, so that's good. It's so wonderful. I mean, the quality of this family is so impressive to me. I see a lot of amazing gifts just kind of here today, you know? And I'm so impressed that we have leaders who lead in the presence of Jesus. That's very impressive to me. I just want to say thank you to all of our leaders who lead from the floor, not the platform. That's very impressive. You see a leader doing that, you can know for certain that they're not there for themselves, they're there to serve people. And I think it just speaks to the heart of Jesus for our ministry. So thank you for doing that. I want to receive this morning's tithe and offering. And I forgot what scripture I was going to... Are you excited to give? You should be. You know, tithing's a principle, it's not a law, and once you unlock this principle in your life, you will defeat poverty. You know, you will absolutely defeat poverty if you unlock this principle of tithing. And I forgot what scripture I was going to use. I think I was going to use Let me think about it here for a minute. Oh, a man's gift. I think it's in Psalms. No, it's Proverbs. Proverbs 18:16. Do you have that? Can you put that up? I know I'm just putting stuff on you. But it says, it's the one that says, a man's gift will make room for him, and it will bring you before great men. I knew my Bible a little bit. Whew. Y'all keep praying for me. A man's gift. So what I want to draw your attention to here is that giving unlocks provision and providence of God in your life. When your gift, whenever you give of yourself, of your money, of your talent, of your time, whenever you give that as a gift, what it does is there's a treasury in heaven that God sees, and he says, oh, I see what you did there, and he unlocks opportunities and potential. He unlocks these divine moments, these kairos moments, these heaven moments in your life, and he'll bring your gift before great opportunities, not great men. We're not here to impress man, but God wants to open bigger things to you, but he can't open the bigger things until he can trust you with the smaller things. And so I want you to know that 10 cents of every dollar is nothing. Is nothing. You can learn. I promise you can learn to live with a whole bunch and not much. But what's important is his presence. What's important is his providence unfolding in your life. Why? Because there are people that are depending upon you. You know, there was a brook and there was a widow. And the first place that God took Elijah was to the brook, because that's what he needed. But when he was done getting what he needed, God said, now, it's over now. He'll dry some stuff up. Why? Because he's trying to move you. He's trying to mature you. He's trying to get you to see this ain't about you anymore. This is about the widow from Zarephath. Her son's about to fall sick, and you have the anointing to raise him from the dead. And so I want to encourage you, open your gift for Jesus today. Don't hold back your gift, whatever it is. Maybe, yes, we're talking about money right now. Isn't that something? We're talking about money. You know, last year we almost gave back to our congregation almost $1 million. That means we met a lot. Amen. Put your hands together for that. That was impressive. We met a lot of needs. We can meet every need if we all live by the principle of tithing. So I want to encourage you to do that in 2024. Amen. Hold it up before God and let's bless it today. Let's command the blessing of heaven to be upon it. Father, we bless every seed, every giver today in this house. We command this seed as it goes into the soil of the earth, that it goes in natural, but it comes out like heaven. It comes out like heaven on earth. We unlock in the earth that which only heaven can open: healing, joy, peace, victory, deliverance. Just hear the Lord say, as you sow today, your children are going to be set free from addiction. It unlocks the provision and providence of heaven. Bless the seed and bless the giver. Open up the windows of heaven over their life, not monetarily, but by your presence. May they sense a nearness of your presence in your life, God. We bless you now with it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Are you going to come? My wife, welcome my wife as she comes today. Give her a great big hand.
So we have a special, special guest for you this morning. We are so excited. She is family to us. And you get to be so blessed and ministered to this morning. But Rieta McPherson, she comes to us from South Africa, and she is not new here. So if you haven't heard her yet, you are getting ready to be so blessed and ministered to. But she is also family. So I just want to give you a little bit about her. She is an author, Holy Spirit-led speaker, minister of the word. She is a kingdom life coach. She is a wife and a mother to two handsome sons, a pursuer of Jesus and his presence. She desires him more than anything else, and she is selfless in her love for God and others. She is a woman of wisdom. She is courageous like Esther, the way she goes before her king. She is beautiful inside and out and walks humbly before her God. She is faithful in her pursuit of following him. Her compassion and love for others and her heart's desire to see others know Jesus and experience his love is evident in and through her life.
And she is an apostolic voice to this house. And so I want you to stand to your feet, Church on the North Coast, and make her welcome today. Welcome, Rita McPherson.
Thank you so much, Chris. Hey, good morning, everyone. Blessed are your name above all names. Holy is the one, the only one, Lord God, King of the universe. How grateful I am to be able to stand. As we stand today before the King, the Most High God, we acknowledge you as our Father. We acknowledge you as our Savior. We acknowledge you as the lover of our soul. Heaven touch earth this day. As we came together this morning to worship your name. You are a father. You are a good father. Who loves his children, slow to anger but abounding in love. Every day of my life I hear your words whispering in my ear. Follow through this day. Stay close to mine. Mine is yours and yours are mine. Blessed are you who give. Blessed are you who receive. Blessed are you who save our soul. Thank you, Lord God. How we want to bless you this day. This worship was not announced. This worship came free of will. And that is why it can last 45 minutes or even more. Because it's about you. Blessed be thy name. Most High God. Most High God. The worship today, Father, I know was a pleasing offering unto you. It's always pleasing unto you where our eyes are fixed on you. Before I left home this morning, I prayed and I asked you, Father, please anoint my lips. Let the words of my mouth be truth. Let it come from your heart. Let the words of our heart be humbled. As we get to know you more, we found that I am who God says I am. Where the world formed us, you said, I want to transform you back. It's a transformation process, what's happening in the presence of the Most High God. And that's why we continue to ask, Father, as this service continue, please proceed. Do change. Continuously speak into each and everyone's heart. Because heart to heart, we hear the best. Thank you for making room this day, each one of us, for the presence of the Most High God. Blessing, honor, mercy, grace. It's all that we find in the space where God is on the throne. So this is what we want to do today, Father. As we speak, we want to crown King Jesus. We want to crown you. We want to give honor and worship and adoration to you. As we speak, thank you for mending hearts. Thank you for healing broken hearts. And as Troy said, even deliverance and healing takes place. This is what life is about. Christ, the hope of glory. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, how I loved what Pastor Troy spoke about this morning. Isn't it powerful? You know, I was in my room this morning, and I was also in the book of Acts. And God spoke to me a little bit about, you know, I want to give a word to you today about what's happening in the nation as well. But there's a word that God really puts on my heart. And this word is the knowing of God, which is actually the revelation knowledge of Christ, which will change your life, right? It will change everything, your perspective of where you are, where you're going, everything will change. And it's actually from Genesis to Revelation where we are seeing the revelation of Christ, and where everyone who got to the place where they start knowing God, everything changed. Everything changed for them. And the book of Acts are actually a very good example of what God wants for the end of age, the end of time, how the church needs to operate and to look. And many times I get even people that say to me, but that was in the book of Acts. I'm telling you, this is exactly the same right now. It just depends where you find yourself. And I just loved how Pastor Troy said, stay in this place for 3, 6, 5 days, and you will see, and this place is the house of God. So I'm carrying this. And as we come together as an ecclesia, we come together, all the gifts, all the talents, all the everything together, the fivefold ministry rising up. This is where the fullness of the body comes in place. So while he was talking about Paul, what he was saying about Paul was you could see that Paul got to a place in his life where he was anchored in Christ. So many times we have this conversation. So, okay, this is now going on in the country. This is going on. This is going to happen. This is this. This is that. So should I continue to live? So Paul had this kind of conversation maybe. Should I go on the boat? Should I tackle the waves? What if this is going to happen? What if that is going to happen? And as you read that scripture, everything did happen. I mean, it did. And finally, when he hit shore, he made this fire. And you would say, okay, let's come together. There's fire. And then the snake came out. Do you know where there's fire? You'll see they come out. They do. Because they can't stay in the fire. That's what I love about that. Make the fire, man. Make the fire. Let it come out. When it comes out, don't scream. Oh, I see you out. Good for you. It's better when they're out than they hide. And they hide when there's no fire. So when there's fire, I say, yes, bring them, bring it, let them come up. And why I'm giving this message, and I was so excited when Pastor Troy did this, because there's so much fear in this country. I tell you, when I arrived 5 weeks ago in this country and I put my foot on shore, I looked up and I'm like, who are you? Who are you? It was like a canopy of fear. And every place where I go, I just hear fear, fear, fear. You know what? There's a different fear, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord needs to enter in. This is what we need. So we can have a lot of talks, and I'm going to touch a little bit on it today. So where are we going to? Because God is always telling his people. So it's fine. We can talk about it. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. But what saddens me is that people are so afraid that we want to hide. We need to make fire now. That's what we need to do. We need to come together what we did this morning. Yes, raise a hallelujah. Bring it up. Bring the fire. And this is why the worship could go on and on and on. You know why? It wasn't two fast songs and two slow songs. No. It was praise God, praise God, praise God. And everybody's busy praising God. That's the difference. You see, be strong in the Lord and His might. Be strong in the Lord and His might. So the spirit of man needs to become strong. And when the spirit of man becomes strong, knowing God, John 17 verse 3 says, as we know God, eternity opens up. You know what that means? What can separate me from God's love? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But that's a place where you enter in. And I want to tell you, in my own life, it took me a long time. It took me a long time. Because many a time we can get off the trail if you want to do things faster than God. If you want to go on your own pace. If you want to see everything perfect in your life, you're gonna miss the bus. Because the bus is, in the bus, there's everyone. But what I loved about the story, and I'm going to quickly read to you one about Peter. And you're going to see how somebody looks who's anchored in Christ. Pastor Troy exampled to us very good with a snake, isn't it? Because the snake is going to come. But if you anchored in your spirit in Christ, you will be able to speak to the snake. You will be able to say, I can see who you are, but let me tell you who I am. I am who Christ says I am. I am who Christ says I am. Because otherwise, if I'm going to operate out of my soul, soul has a lot of stories. Soul can tell you, oh. Soul just loves to hold on. But if spirit becomes strong in the Lord in His might, spirit can say to soul, hey, David woke up one morning and his spirit had to speak to his soul. His spirit had to say to his soul, soul, what's wrong with you? Delight yourself in the Lord. What's wrong with you? Get up, man. But you can only do that if spirit is strong in the Lord and his might. So this was Peter in prison. He said, bless you. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church into God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains and keepers before the door that kept them in prison. So he was chained. He was really chained, locked in. But he slept. If you read further and you go into Gordon's and you read, they could not understand. He's in prison. Let's make it dramatic. On a cold floor, sleeping there with two guards next to him. The door's locked. Everything. It seems that there's no way to go. And he slept. He just slept. Why? He was anchored in knowing. He was anchored in knowing. But you see, I see something different as well. I see there was a body of believers who stood in prayer. There was a body of believers coming together, an ecclesia, who turned their eyes unto God and said, God, we're not going to worry now there. We're going to bring the praise to you. And we're going to honor you. And we're going to already say thank you for what you're going to do. This is when spirit is anchored. But unfortunately, this is not what I see. And I'm not talking about this country alone. You can look around the world, what is going on. But God says, I've called you to take dominion wherever you are. I want your spirit to take dominion over the situation. Did you hear what I'm saying? Your spirit to take dominion over the circumstance. He wasn't spared not to go to prison. He wasn't spared not to go through certain things, but he took dominion of his circumstance. There's things happening very fast these days. And you can see the corruption, you can see the reaping, you can see what's going on. No, none of us is blind. But even through that, you can see something different as well. You can see a body of believers coming together, knowing I'm chosen for such a time as this. And your spirit man knows it. Your spirit man knows I'm chosen for this time. Your spirit man knows we're going to maybe go through things, but you know what? We're going to be strong in the Lord and His might. Because He is my Savior. He is my deliverer. He is my provision. He is my God. He is my refuge. He is. And that is what spirit needs to be anchored in. So yes, I can hear the body of believers around this country want to hear something good. They want to hear good news. Well, I come from Africa. I can tell you there's not much good news other than Jesus is on the throne. That I can tell you. The same is around the world. Same. It is what it is. But God, through it all, He said, you're going to go through it all. But be of good cheer, He said. My soul struggles to be in good cheer if I don't have water. My soul struggles to be of good cheer if I need to shower in cold water every night. My soul scream. Some nights I do scream. Winter time I do. Everybody in the house know I'm showering. Because I have to make these noises to keep me going. I'll praise you, Lord, in the midst of this. That's reality with us nowadays because we don't have a lot of electricity. So what if your power grid will go off? How will that look? Or would I rather say, how would it sound? Because is there a guarantee that it's not going to go off? No. Was there a guarantee for the disciples that they're all going to live and get all their dreams? No. Some heads were off. There's something in the body of Christ that we need to wake up. We need to wake up and do something. There's a greater measure. There's a greater harvest that God is busy bringing together, a mature body of Christ. Who's ready, who's prepared to say, I lay down my life. I lay down my life. A little bit of no electricity, a little bit of no water, a little bit of whatever. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. But you know, you won't be able to stand or withstand what is waiting if your spirit is not strong in the Lord. Can I tell you something sad? Man's mind, soul really faints very quickly. Really. So your heart and your mind needs to come in alignment. I'm honestly telling you, your heart and your mind need to be in alignment. So what happened this morning was our spirit, I could feel our spirit stands up. Our spirit man comes to the front. Our spirit man stands up. Many people come to church and just operate out of soul. And that's why people say, hey, 20 minutes, really. Because soul can't just take that much. Really, soul is soul, man. But God wants from the throne room, He wants streams of living water from the throne, spirit to soul. And it makes the body stronger. I tell you that. I've seen with mine own eyes how my son had gone through so many times where we look death in the eyes and he went through it and it's like everybody says, how did he do it? It's God. But you know what? He's spirit man. He's spirit man says, I'm strong of the Lord and He smites. It's not what we are. And this is something that I want you to see what God is saying for America in this hour. There's a reconciliation that God wants. And it sounds strange if I say, even in the church, God said to me, first the church. First the church. Because judgment starts at the house. Who of you can agree with that? God's judgment starts at your house. He's testing our hearts first. So God wants man, spirit, soul, body, come together and reconnect with God. Spirit need to reconnect with God. Now, if spirit reconnect with God, spirit will not be afraid. I want you to hear this. Spirit will sleep like Peter slept. Spirit will say, yeah, it was a tough road, the tough journey there on the waters, like Paul said, you know, and we didn't have food and we did that, and the storm was bad and we came down, and it was hot, they wanted to kill me, it was this. But at the end of the day, what happened to his spirit? He did not faint when he saw the snake. He didn't faint when he heard the news. He didn't faint when there was no electricity. Something else rose up. He says, oh, is it you? Is it you? And this is going to happen when we and our spirit become strong and our mind is getting tired. This is what's happening with people. We don't train our spirits in the ways of the Lord. We don't train our souls. We don't train. You see, we just want to be fed. There's a difference being fed and being trained to do it yourself. So in South Africa, what happened is many times we name it load shedding. So there will be stages how much electricity you get. And the worst would be stage 6. And you have few electricity per day. Now, I tell you, if you come home at night and it's pitch dark, Africa's dark anyway, but if it's pitch dark and there's no electricity, you need to really get your spirit up, you know, to make food in a way that you don't use electricity, you can't use your freezers, there's not light. It's difficult. And the places where people live in poverty, it's pitch dark. There's murdering going on, there's rape going on. It's not good. It's not good. And God said to me, it's like raising an hallelujah. You need to raise a hallelujah. You know what I see the people do? People walk in the street and people will sing loud. They will sing loud. What, like we sang today? They will sing loud. Why? Because if you hear my voice and my voice bring praise to God and your voice bring praise to God and together we bring praise to God, together we say thank you. Together if one have a bread, I break the bread in two and I give you. If I have something to eat and I see you don't have, I break and I give. And that's how Jesus walked and he says, come, come, let me break my body and eat. Eat of me, drink of me, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. But forever, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. We need to start eating of him, eating of the word. Be strong in the Lord and his might. And then, when God is busy making reconnection, spirit to spirit, reconnect, reconnect. That connect means covenant. Yes. Powerful word, covenant. I'll be there for you. 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 I told them the story yesterday of my son, my youngest son, Josh. He's 22 years old, and while I was on my trip here, I received a call that one night he went out with his friends, and I don't know what time, he said he want to go home, he don't want to stay anymore, and he took a taxi, and as they were driving, the taxi driver got a knife out, and it was load shedding, so it was very dark, got a knife out, and he tried to hurt him. And it was a fight for his life there, and he couldn't get the door open. He says, and he was stuck. And eventually, the door opened, which I know it was Jesus. And he got out, But he had to walk in the pitch dark of the night where he didn't know where he was. He had to walk home. Do you think it's good news for a mom? So I fell on my knees and I wanted to say to Jesus, thank you for saving his life. But as I fell on my knees, Holy Spirit took over. Because it depends, what's the strongest? Who's going to speak? Is it spirit or is it soul? I just want to be honest with you. Soul was very happy he was alive. But you know when I start praying, I quickly realized it's not soul speaking, it's spirit. Because I said these words when I start praying. Thank you for saving his soul. And I thought, whoa, that's spirit. That's not soul. And then when God realized, okay, she knows now it's spirit, he continued to, do you know that Jesus can pray for you? I love when you do that. Scripture says, Holy Spirit will intercede for you with the Father where you can't. Why don't you give him a chance? Why don't you give him a chance? You don't always need to speak, you know. My husband always say that to me. While I do that with Jesus, I say, Jesus, will you pray for me? Will you pray for me? But that night I could hear him taking over. And he said these words. He says, I took him by hand and I walked with him home in the pitch of the night, pitch darkness of night. I showed him the way home. I showed him the way home. And I was crying because I could hear what God said. There's areas in our lives that don't know the way home. Because soul struggle to find the way home. Because soul needs improvement. Soul needs so many things, you know. Soul needs soul food. Oh, you guys have good soul food in America. But I've even found, you know, when there's not even much food, how strong your spirit become. And this is the problem. If we want to talk about what's happening in America and what's coming in America, and you listen with your soul. But if you're going to listen with your spirit, because spirit, I speak to you through the blood of Jesus today. Spirit, you are born out of spirit. So you belong to God. So spirit, when you look, you look through the eyes of faith. Did you hear that? But soul, when you look sometimes, you see defeat. You see fear. You see failure. Because spirit and soul is not in alignment. And the one who's the strongest normally win. That's why we so need to be strong in the Lord and his might. We need to lift our spirits. We need to see the invisible. We need to start seeing the invisible. We need to start seeing God in the pitchness of the night. We need to see God. You need to start learning to trust God, even to pray for you. When you can't pray, to pray for you. You know, I start doing that and I tell you, I feel like a spoiled brat. I really do. Because many times when you pray, you will find out it's just soul. Soul, just soul need, oh man. Have you noticed that? Soul always need. But spirit wants to give. Spirit wants to bless. Spirit wants to bless the Lord and his might. Spirit wants to give honor to the Lord. Spirit before the throne, see the 24 elders take their crowns. They lay it down. Crown King Jesus. Crown King Jesus. That is what Spirit continuously do. In whatever situation you are, Spirit will bless Jesus. Spirit will see this is an opportunity to be Jesus' hands, Jesus' feet, Jesus' mouthpiece. This is what Spirit will continually see. Opportunity to bring kingdom down to earth. Bring kingdom down to earth. Spirit can do that. But Saul is looking, who's going to do what for me? So if you're going to wait for the government to do something for you, well, I tell you what, don't get me wrong, I'm with you with everything. But many people have put their eyes on Trump. Yes. Blessed is the man who puts his hope and his trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But cursed is the man who puts his trust on man. And what if man? What if man? What if God says, I want you to take a Robert Kennedy's hand? What if God asks of his church to pray for those who can't see yet? What if God says, I ask of you to pray for your enemies? How are we going to handle that? How are we going to handle that? If God says, I ask of you to take that man's hand and make this stronger. How's the body going to handle that? Look out for days that's coming. Those who want to walk in the flesh and will walk in the sense of knowing, knowledge. If you're still dependent on information, we're going to fall because AI is taking over. Realness. Realness is what you're going to see if the spirit of man stands. You're not going to be able to live in information anymore. You can't even trust any document anymore. You can't even trust what you see on TV anymore. You can't trust nothing. We're going to need to get to a place where we trust God and His might. And you know what? If your spirit man gets strong in the Lord and His might, you will be able to sense another man's spirit. And spirit to spirit, this is how it will work. Through the blood of Jesus, spirit to spirit. Realness, real, real. Do you know real is rare and people are so afraid of real. So afraid of real. True. So, logic mind is also limited. We see that around the world. It's limited because of education many a time. Just some people don't have enough education. But you know, where I travel around the world and I see many things and I go in Africa, up in Africa, I see people who don't even have education, but that God teach them. God teach them by His Spirit. And how they depend on God and how they have angel visitations and how God comes through for them. How they are fed every day supernaturally. How God provide. It's a different dimension. It's a kingdom dimension that comes to earth. And I am sorry to say, but I haven't seen this yet in America. I haven't seen that. What I do hear is, we need to get the right people in the politics. Which is not wrong. But I tell you, we need to pray a little bit higher. We need to pray a little bit higher. We need to pray for God to take control. And can I tell you what the enemy does? He used Christians' mouths as a mouthpiece to spread hate. And when you spread hate, the demons take those words and it's been used for that kingdom. That's what's happening. That's a divided heart. I'm pretty sure when Peter was there in prison, the guy next to him, the soldiers, wasn't necessarily Christians. But he used that time. He was sleeping, he was praying, he knew the people was praying for him. Here is the key. He was in peace. Do you know the word faith rest? Have you ever read of faith rest? It's a place that your spirit enter in. And you know that 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 you know your heavenly Father is in control of your life. And doesn't matter what I go through. What if the time comes where there's martyrs? What if the time comes when God says to you, are you willing to lay down your life? So faith, my friend, doesn't come out of the head. Faith comes only out of the heart. So this is why heart to heart, spirit to spirit, we need to connect with God. And you know, if you're sitting here today and you're saying, Reza, I don't know how, thank you for being honest. Thank you for being honest, because this is what God's waiting for. He waits for us to get to the real stuff. So how do I do that? You don't need to wait for something bad to happen to you. You can come with childlike faith. Come just the way you are. Come childlike. Lord God, I need you to take over my life. I ask you to take over my spirit. I ask you to take control of my soul, my thoughts. Scripture says, take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. Let my thoughts come in alignment with you, Lord. And this is something, I'm honest with you, this is something, you know, as I'm praying nowadays, I pray a little bit. And then I said, Holy Spirit, will you pray? Will you pray? Because I learn so much when you pray. I really do. I want to take notes, kind of, you know, but I know he writes it on my heart. I know. He writes it on my heart. So I listen when he prays. And there was a day when I was really, I went through a lot of things. Emotion stands up. You know, emotions can be strong. So emotion stands up and thoughts comes, and I was like, what is this? And all of a sudden, I heard Holy Spirit say these words. I am who God says I am. Because when this comes, and they want to tell you many things, and you put on the news and they tell you many things, and we start with hate speech, and that is like an engine that starts in here. And it just, you know, when there's one hate speech, it's like it accumulates and goes back and it takes all the hate speech in your bloodline and brings it all. It becomes strong. You don't want that. So who am I, Lord? You are exactly who God says you are. And that is where the spirit gets anchored. Adam was lost in his connection to God, and God started giving him revelation knowledge. And then God says, if you start drinking of revelation knowledge, you won't operate from this realm. You will get your strength and you will operate from a different realm, a different place. And this is how we're going to get through this. How's it going to look like? He says, you are made in the image and likeness of Christ. We're going to carry the fruit of the Spirit. Not the fruit of flesh, not the fruit of fear. We're going to carry the fruit of the Spirit. God is raising up an army right now. It's an army of soldiers. He's not busy just correcting us. He's raising us up. He's making us strong. That's what he's busy doing. And you know, in that, we need this. We need a body. We need people around us. I was looking yesterday after the women's conference, all the men that just came and picked up the tables and helping, and everybody that just helps and helps. Do you know that you cannot serve out of flesh? Serving is an attribute of Christ. Serving. Just to be good to one another, just to love one another, be kind to one another, speak good things about one another. If you really don't have any good thing, pray for one another. You know, just when every time when I come here and that gentleman comes and he takes my bags, or Paul comes and he brings us in, it is serving. Soul doesn't want to serve. But spirit knows, if I'm in the image and likeness of Christ, I want to serve. And then in a body like this, we can correct each other in love. We can say, I think you're a little bit out of line there. You know, as I'm standing here, I need that. I need, wherever I go, I will tell Troy and them, I will tell, if you see me going out of line, please help me. Love me enough. Love me enough to tell me, I'm not sure what you meant there. Can you explain? Because maybe we don't agree. Whatever it is. or your lifestyle, whatever it is. But Isaiah 55 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts than yours. As much as I want to tell you everything is going to be perfect, it's not going to be perfect. Paul can tell you, he said, I went through days where I had food, and I even went through days that I didn't have food. I went through days that I was in a storm. I went through days where I saw so many things happening. But when your spirit man comes alive, there's nothing more that you can ask for. On this earth, nothing, nothing more. You will start yearning for that manna. You'll start yearning for that. How does it happen? By asking the Lord. Lord God, I give you my spirit. Will you blow your breath in my spirit this day? And then we are born out of the womb of the Holy Spirit. We are born of God. We created in Christ for the good works, and he ordained us before the foundation of the world. And everything that we do, we can ask God. Listen to this key. God, I ask your ability. What do I do if I ask your ability? I unlock kingdom. Do you hear that? Not striving in my own ability. There are things that I can't do. But if I ask God, I ask your ability today. I ask your spirit to flow today. I ask your spirit to pray today. I ask your spirit to help me, guide me, show me today. What is the best thing that we can do for our children in this time? To anchor their spirit in the Lord. Because if not, if the house is divided against itself, the word of God says in James, you will be on the ocean, you will go like this. Today I believe, tomorrow I can't believe. Today I believe, tomorrow I can't believe. When your spirit is anchored in the Lord and he smite, you will stand. Even if you don't see a thing, you will stand. So scripture says, call the things that is not seen as though it is. Why do we pray for a country like America? Do you know why it's so important? Why every eye is on America? What happens in America affects the whole world. The whole world. If anything happens today in America, tomorrow morning, we know in Africa we get the waves. The rand just drop and people don't have food. It's really, you'd have no idea. You live in a country where God says the foundation is very good. It's built on a good foundation. But a lot of corruption came in. And what we are busy seeing, and you're going to see so much more in this couple of months coming. You can see, before the 4th of July, you're going to see a lot of things. It was water and fire. Then God says, it was water, fire, and ice. Why ice? Hearts became hardened. Hearts became so hardened. And if you have a hardened heart, you can't live by faith. Jesus said that for the disciples. He says you couldn't have faith because your hearts was hardened. This is what's happening when we see things in a country going wrong and we start having hate speech. We forgot to pray for those. We forgot to pray. But what's happening right now, it's like fire and gas. And that is how much hate speech there is. And what you don't know is it's all happening in the realm of the spirit. It's all happening right there. A very good thing would be to say, Father, where my words contribute to this, I ask forgiveness. Will you please help my spirit, Lord, to see what you see? Will you help my spirit, Lord, to bring unity? The word of God says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. One God. Hear, America. The Lord your God is one God. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your might, everything in you. Love God and then take the keys of the kingdom and lock. That you can do with your words. You can do it with your words, with your belief. So the world needs to see Christians. I want to say another word. I want to say they need to see believers. Believers in Christ. You know, when you see in Africa a child without food, 40% in Africa, South Africa, don't have income, don't have food. Many of the schools that we help, we give morning breakfast and lunch, and then at night they don't eat. Then they come tomorrow just for food most of the time. When a child come out and you come out of a restaurant with a box, and they just grab the box and run, how do you think it makes you feel as a mother? I mean, I would have given it to him. I would have given it to him. But he's so desperate. They grab the box and run. And I cried. I said, God. And that night, he confronted me with this. He says, if that man, let's say it's a man, boy, whatever it is, if he was in a different party, I'm actually challenging you now. If he was in a different party, would you curse him? Or doesn't matter who he is, would you pray for him? Would you pray for that man? We're going to see things coming. And if your heart is not in the right place, you're going to fall. Because God is going to expect of us to pray for those who even hurt us. There's many stories in Africa, and I'm not going to go on to that because it's not necessary. But there's many stories that I can tell you that people broke into houses because they're actually just desperate. And then they will kill people, but they're just desperate. And how people got to a place where they don't want to just kill the other person back, because we can't do that in Africa. But what you want to do is you want to get him and sit and pray for him and get him to his senses. You get what I'm saying? But that needs a change of heart. It needs a change of heart. And this is what I believe God is saying to this nation. John 16:33, be of good cheer, because Jesus has overcome the world. And so have we when we operate in faith and not in fear. Faith. He says, in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And faith dominates darkness. Faith dominates the enemy. It won't help if we just focus on the enemy and talk about the things of the enemy. And this is another thing that I see here. I see how people just blow up the works of the enemy. But why don't we encourage each other with who Christ is? Do you even want to compare them? Do you even want to... Where are we? Let's talk about who he is. Let's talk about what he did. It is done. It is done. He was, he is, and he is to come. And your spirit will get so excited if you think that way. So God, my spirit man is ready. Where do you want to use me? How do you want to use me? How can I bring an impact into this country? If God is going to challenge me to take a hand of somebody that I didn't think he would ask of us to take a hand, how am I going to react on that? What are we going to talk about at table? I love table talks. I just love table talks. Neat things comes out of table talks. God is always around the table. Always remember that. But you see, those are the places where we look in the eyes of each other and we say to each other, how are we going to operate when we're going to be challenged? Because Christian faith is not only on the high note. I'm sorry to tell you that. My journey with a head injured child is 20 years now. And if I have to, I don't think I have enough fingers to tell you how many times we face death in the eyes. How many times I got to a place where I have no more, I can't even see hope. And I'm just being honest with you. About 3 years ago, it was in COVID time, right about there. Aldo had 13 epilepsies one night. He wasn't blue, he was black. And then it went to gray. I didn't have words anymore to pray. It was only after that that the Lord started teaching me that Holy Spirit can pray for me. Do you know I didn't know that? I learned that in the Bible, but I didn't know how to put it in practice. I see a lot of things that we know, but we don't know. And since I know, life become much easier for me. But that night, I did something. I walked out and I had no words. I really didn't have any words. And I just said this. I stopped and I said, God, I just want to decree and declare that you are on the throne. I want to decree and declare that you are God. And nothing will separate us from your love. And my son belongs to you. If we live, we're happy. If we die, we're happy. I said, so blessed be your holy name. That was spirit. That's not a mom. That's spirit. And spirit to control. But if spirit is dry, if spirit runs dry, what happens to us? Because unfortunately, we can't say, I'm a child of God and nothing's going to ever happen to me. But you see, after that, he started breathing again, and we had to start again, help him to walk, help him to talk, help him to everything again. Again and again and again and again. And then one day I heard these words where God says, I'm so proud of you that you follow through. At night after night, I'm so proud of you that you followed through. Follow through, my son. Follow through, my daughter. Follow through. Because every day when your spirit take control with God and you came out of this day and you close your eyes tonight and you give glory to the Lord, you follow through. And you become stronger in the Lord, stronger in the Lord. There's another word for it, maturity. Maturity. And then we get to the place where Paul, at an age about 80 or whatever, they ask him, he's going to retire kind of thing. And they said, if you can have it over, what will you choose? That's not an end of the year sermon. Because I don't think many people will raise their hands. He says, more of his suffering. More of his suffering. I want to drink off that cup. Because that cup changed my life. That cup where I had completely dependent on God. That cup changed my life. Where I couldn't do it by myself, but I had to trust God. That cup changed my life. And in that cup, I start seeing the resurrection power of Christ. In that cup, I saw that was not me. That was Christ, the hope of glory. That is where revelation knowledge comes in, and that nobody can teach you. You see, kingdom cannot be taught. It cannot be taught. As much as your spirit is strong in the Lord, cannot be taught. That's why revelation knowledge is so important. When Jesus asked Peter, so what do the people say I am? Who do they say I am? And then he looked at Peter and he's going to look at you. He's going to look at you. He's going to look at each one of us. Each one of us. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he is going to ask you, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Can I tell you something? What a blessing if God can ask it of you today. Not one day. You know what I do? I tell him every day who he is. I tell him every day. If I feel my soul is getting heavy and my soul is trying to tell me things, I said, I just want to tell you, Lord, this is who you are. This is who you are. This is who you are. Can I tell you what the Father said then? Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven did. Spirit, don't wait. Don't wait for something to happen in this country. Don't wait for suffering to come. Even your greatest sufferings won't even be suffering. You'll still have enough. You know why? Because you have a good Father. You have a good Father, and he will provide in all our needs. He will look after us. He will look after every child in Africa. He's a good Father who loves his children. This is who he is. But become strong in the Lord. Shake off that snake. Tell him, get away from me. Stop it in Jesus' name. My mom didn't tell me to fight the devil. She just said, stop it. And one day I said to her, what's that? She says, let the enemy get under your feet. Stop it. Don't waste time about what is going to happen. What is going to happen? You want to know what's going to happen? Change is coming. Change is coming. The house is going to be cleaned out. There's a white house. That house is going to be cleaned up. God is already raising behind the scenes a young generation, what not many people know about. There's already a young generation in the White House. Raising, God is raising them up. I have a lot of hope for this country because I've seen what God is already doing. But the problem is this generation. This is the problem. Because this generation don't speak life. They speak defeat. They a house divided against itself. As long as there's redemption and somebody's a person and he can be redeemed, it's our job to pray for them. Even if it makes you feel uncomfortable. Is that too much? What's the time? 12. Okay. Glory to God in the Most High. This is the word from the Lord. Blessed be thy name, Most High God. As we crown you, King Jesus, the name above all names, a place of refuge, a place of safety, a light high upon a hill. This is what my body will be. People will come from afar, even this church with their campuses. People will know they can come without being judged. People will need a place of safety. The body needs to be that place. We bring our thoughts, we bring our words, we bring it all under the authority of Jesus Christ. If God says pray for President Trump or Mr. Donald Trump, however you call him, I just bring the message. We need to pray. We need to pray for him. A lot of change is coming. It's not only going to affect the White House, it's going to affect the people. But God says, I am on the throne. And I need you to bring kingdom down. I need you to anchor yourself in me. I need you to know I am. And God wants you to know you are who God says you are. This is the preparation time where the harvest is ready. The harvest is not only those that comfort us. The harvests are also for those who are lost. But there's a place for lost and found. It needs to be the body. But do you have space in your heart for those who hate? Do you have space in your heart to pray for those in need? Do you have space in your heart to say, Holy Spirit, I do not know how to pray. Will you pray? Blessed be thy name. My help comes from the Lord God who created heaven and earth. Heaven and earth belongs to you, Lord. It's not taken over. It belongs to you. It belongs to you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to take back our authority, to speak to the land, to speak to the hearts, to speak as we pray for the nations. The word of God says, ask of me nations, and I will give them to you. Lord, we don't ask for the riches. We ask for the souls. Last is very important for you. Even trauma can leave some parts of your heart in a certain place. The other night, Aldous said, Mom, I had a vision where Jesus picked up a little lamb and he was explaining the place, and it was the place of our accident. He says he came to pick me up. It was a part of his heart. Lord, will you pick us up wherever we are? And the places where we find that we are afraid, even the darkest night It's you that take our hand and walk us home. It's you that show us the way home. It is you, Lord. Forgive us that we trusted man more than we trusted God. Continue to stand. Because if you've done everything, I want you to stand, he said. But let your spirit take in a posture of adoration. Let your spirit take in a posture of not hiding, but I heed, I lead, I guide, I give, he said. That is who I am. I want you to be the same. I'm sending you. As I ascended to sit with my Father, I want your spirit to ascend. I want your spirit to take up his place and authority in Christ. I want your spirit to take up and let the speech be besieged. Here, urgent. It's not a groaning, it's a calling, he said. You are called by my name for such a time as this. Make sure your lamp has enough oil. If you want to worry about the electricity, make sure your lamp has enough oil, he said. That is where you start. If you want to accumulate something, start with the oil. Start with the oil of anointing your family, your children. Start by bringing them day by day before the throne. Start there. Don't be caught in a place where you beg for food. A man of God don't need to beg for food. What is his is ours. Son, did you not know? Did you not know? What is mine is yours. How blessed are we finding out that my spirit, even my spirit didn't always knew who I was. But what a treasure I found when I found out I am who God says I am. All the strife stop, all the fears stop. Anxiety stopped because my spirit was fed. The lamb that was slain. As I eat every day and I drink of him, the spirit of man being fed. No more crowns. No more strife. But diligently get up and says, this is who I am. And I will follow through. For all the days of my life, I will bring glory to the Most High God. And I will continue to do and continue to follow through. As the change comes, as the seasons change, God says, we're never afraid of seasons to change, so don't be afraid of the season that is changing. Because if your spirit is anchored in me, it's going to be joyful to see. It's not going to be who with who. It's going to be God says, so let it be. Find a way to bless those who doesn't know the truth. Even the self that you said we can come and buy, will you please anoint their eyes as well as mine? Help us to see what we can't see. Help us to hear what we can't hear. Help us to be grounded in truth. Truth sets us free. Truth is not necessarily what a party can bring. Truth is who God says I am. Blessed be thy name. Right there where you are allowed to tell your need. There's people that needs healing right now. As I was praying, the Lord showed me a couple of things. I just want you to know, He's with us all right now. So just pray in your spirit, whatever your need is, because He's a good Father. You may tell Him. Father, I pray that You will release Your kingdom. I ask that healing will flow. I pray for a fresh anointing, and I pray, Father, for a fresh oil of anointing, and let Your Holy Spirit fill our spirit. I ask for a Holy Spirit fire, a new fire. And even if that fire is going to release or show us things that's inside of our soul, help us to just to celebrate and say, thank You, Lord, for revealing while I have breath that I can say, forgive me, Lord. While I have breath that I can say, thank You for the blood of Jesus. So eat His flesh and drink His blood. Become one with Him. As we pray for Israel, Lord, we thank You for even opening their eyes. Make sure you train your spirit in godliness. Let your spirit arise. Let your spirit be glad. Let your spirit count His blessings and give that message to soul. Soul, the same anointing we pass through. Soul, may every thought be taken captive in obedience to Christ. Soul, may the words of our mouth and the lips that we came, the word we give this word through, may it be anointed by God. Soul, I bless you with knowing God. I bless your body to be strong. I bless your body to have health. And I bless your being to know You serve a good God. And how blessed are we to live in this age. We are at the end of age and the new is to come. The new is here, but the old need to pass. Allow the old to pass through. The new wine is here. Make sure you don't look around, but that you, with the Spirit of God, clean up the old self and allow the new wine to enter in. It's a dispensation change that is happening right now as kingdom touch earth. May that be our reality. Kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I bless you and I thank you. This was so good to be with you all again. And may the fear of the Lord, the good fear of the Lord, covers you. That you know you are loved and protected. In Jesus' name.
Let's give it up to her. Let's encourage her and thank her like she did to us. So that word kind of put on my spirit a couple of things. It was... You know, John the Baptist said it best, we must decrease and He must increase. But in order to do that, I think her words kind of challenged us today for surrender. I'd like the altar ministry team to come forward. And I want to give everybody a chance to surrender, to increase in their spirit, to have these mighty men and women of God come into agreement with what the Lord's saying to you. But I never want to close the service without giving people an opportunity to surrender their lives to Christ. That's the other surrender. It's receiving Jesus' finished work on the cross, accepting Him as your Savior. You know, He did it all. He says in the Bible in Romans that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Christ rose from the dead, you will be saved. It's a short prayer. If you need it, just pray it with me. Heavenly Father, I surrender. I receive your finished work on the cross. I believe that Jesus died and rose from the grave, that He's your Son and He's my Savior. I receive it in Jesus' name. Come forward. Before you guys go that way, come this way. Don't miss this opportunity for God to speak into your life, to awaken those things that He's put inside you. You know, Rita said, we got to make sure our lamps are filled, but sometimes that takes being emptied out of unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment or hurt. So come forward, get that prayer, get that healing so that God can fill you to overflowing, that rivers of living water would flow from you to the people around you. We have work to do. We got to reveal the Savior. So I just bless you. I release you. If you need to go, go. But I urge you to come first. In Jesus' name.